USA Radio News with Lance Fry.
The investigation into the engine failure of a Boeing 777 could take more than a year. Although photos of the failed jet engine from Saturday's incident near Denver, Colorado, clearly shows blades of the engine missing. Both the Federal Aviation Administration and the NTSB are investigating the incident. California lawmakers on Monday cleared the way for 5.7 million people to get at least $600 in one-time payments, part of a state-sized coronavirus relief package aimed at helping lower-income people in the Golden State. Governor Gavin Newsom said he will sign it into law on Tuesday. People who are eligible for the money should get it between 45 days and 60 days after receiving their state tax refunds. That's according to the Franchise Tax Board. The Indiana House voted Monday to eliminate the license to carry a handgun in the state. House Bill 1369, which passed the House by a 65-31 vote, now heads to the Senate. It repeals a law that requires a person to obtain a license to carry a handgun in Indiana. USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA, and there are efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
President Biden is focusing on small businesses for PPP benefits. Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg reports.
President Biden is making changes to the main U.S. coronavirus aid program for small businesses to try to reach smaller, minority-owned firms and sole proprietors left behind in previous rounds of aid. Starting on Wednesday for 2 weeks, the SBA will only accept applications for forgivable PPP loans from firms with fewer than 20 employees to ensure that they are not crowded out by larger firms. The changes make it easier for businesses with no employees, sole proprietors, independent contractors, and self-employed people such as house cleaners and personal care providers that could not qualify previously because of business cost deductions.
Sunday's Dixie Vodka 400 NASCAR Cup Series starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. You can watch it on Fox or MRN. Last year's event was won by Denny Hamlin. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Facebook censorship continues to silence voices in the community. This time, Facebook shut down El Paso County Sheriff's Officers Association. The administrator, Pete Ferroni, tells Fox News there was no warning, and he claims the group did nothing against community standards.
About a week ago, Valentine's Day, somewhere on the 14th, I started getting some texts from members, and they were asking, hey, what happened to our page? I went on there, and the page was down. I had no idea why. We got one message. From Facebook saying that we violated community standards. There was no, that's very broad. There's absolutely nothing on our page that we've done that would violate community standards.
Combined Law Enforcement Association of Texas, Marvin Riles.
It is a source that we use to communicate with all our members. And not only do we have a website here, Facebook locally, but there's several associations throughout the state that also have these websites. And that's how we communicate. We relate. You know, what each department is doing and how we're supporting our communities.
The last three posts before the site was removed by Facebook, a retirement lunch, a Make-A-Wish event, and a Deputy of the Year award. The site had 800 members. President Biden once said on national television he had been arrested for trespassing at the U.S. Capitol building. It happened on The Late Show with David Letterman back in 2007. After further investigation, there is no evidence Biden was actually arrested for trespassing. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.